The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
There are so many reasons why I got into teaching.
One of the best things is the light bulb moment.
When you see a pupil suddenly understand something, that's really, really special.
Every child is so full of potential. And the thing that makes me proudest to be a teacher is seeing them realise what they are capable of.
I don't think any other job can give you the same satisfaction.
That's why I chose to teach.
You could get £26,000 tax-free to train, search, apply to teach. Selected subjects only, subject to eligibility.
Gamertag Radio presents E3 2016 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Get daily interview, roundtable discussion, all the latest gaming coverage, developer interview, and latest news from the crew.
A Gamertag Radio exclusive.
E3 is one of the biggest events for Gamertag Radio, and you don't want to miss this.
Here we go.
E3 2016 coverage starts now.
So we're live here, E3 2016, and we just finished watching the Paris show. Paris, how was the show? How was the show? Seriously, this Xbox press conference was all you, man. This is all
I
you.
I mean, it's we joke about Ms. Leo and all that crazy stuff, but this is exactly what I wanted them to do. Xbox Anywhere is the whole UWP initiative. They're going making Windows 10 is one platform. The games work on Xbox One. They work on Windows 10.
Yes.
Cross play, synchronize Xbox Live, all your saves. Doesn't matter. You get a digital copy one time. You can play it on either Windows 10 or on Xbox console. It's perfect. It's what I wanted. When they jumped out with Gears 4, I pumped my fist. I was like, yes. And I stood up, you know?
And that was one of the games. And then they started announcing more games. And that's it. All the first party games we're going to see.
All the first party games from here on out are going to be Xbox Anywhere.
I mean, overall, because we've been now going to all the press conferences maybe 2006.
Yeah.
From Xbox. What you rate this 1 through 10?
I mean, there's been bigger wow moments. I think just like, oh, no one saw this coming. Amazing. I mean, a lot of stuff we kind of knew was coming, but it was nice to get that confirmation of, yep, this is what they're doing.
Yes.
This is the vision for Xbox moving forward as far as on the gaming side. And I'm truly happy. As salty and as grumpy as I am on the podcast, I'm actually excited about the direction that Xbox is going right now. I really am.
And any games that got your attention so far?
I like Gears 4. I mean, and like I said, Sea of Thieves was something that...
CD Projekt Red.
Yeah. Well, I was going to get to that.
Yes.
To me, that was my old faint moment. You look on Twitter, I had the faint gift because it's what I wanted. You know, it's coming to Xbox, it's PC, PlayStation 4, but a multiplayer Gwent game and it has crossplay.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Official, I'm so in on that. Yeah. Now, let's get deeper, man, with this whole Scorpio, man. Wow.
You know? Pete, you haven't talked.
All right, just specs-wise. Talking 8-core, 6 teraflops of data of throughput on the GPU, 40% smaller integrated power supply. And I'm curious what the price point is going to be.
$399.
Think so?
They're not going above that, in my opinion.
I mean, anything above that,
Here's
I think
Major
is
Nelson.
Hey, how you doing? Oh, look, we got a... Whoa.
It's a big show.
What's going on, man?
What are you guys doing? Just chilling?
Yeah, what are we talking about?
We're podcasting. We're talking about Xbox Anywhere. We're talking about Scorpio.
Do I hold the mic down here?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. I'll be that guy. What'd you guys think of the show?
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
At Xbox Anywhere, it's absolutely where I wanted you guys to go, the direction.
We're you know that Jeff, I mean, the whole team, you know, Phil on down, we all listen to the community. And, you know, people forget that all these great ideas, we want to do them. We just can't get to them fast enough.
Right.
Because there's a massive system involved in all the games. So, yeah, we're getting there. We got some really good stuff, and we're really happy with this week.
And I
got
to say, kind of going back from Scorpio, but just the announcement of the Xbox One S.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that you're going 4K video streaming.
You're going to love this guy. Yeah. I don't have it with me. I've been testing it at home for the past 4 or 5 months, and it is just, it's smaller, it's quieter. It's what you didn't see. Here's exclusive. The button on the front is actually a physical button. It's not capacitive. So you touch. So instead of just brushing it by to turn out, you press it and it turns on. Innovation! But really, so I'm doing an unboxing on Jeff Keighley's show later today, I think at 3 or 4 o'clock. So I'll have the whole thing and have, you know, the console, the controller, and the whole routine.
Very nice. Tell us about Scorpio, Project Scorpio. What can you tell us?
All we can say is what we got there. You know, we needed to announce it now because, you know, it seems like recently there's just been a lot of leaks and everything, not just us, but the industry as a whole.
Yeah.
So it's like, let's just get out of it, own it. Let's tell people, here's what's going on. And that way developers can start developing and really just creating a really great experience for gamers. Phil wants this to be the most powerful console ever.
Very nice.
We're excited about it.
What game excited you the most?
I mean, I love seeing my Dead Rising 4. Didn't you love the snow in there? You know, that stuff that came down to snow. I know you're from Florida. So,
originally from New York.
That's right. But yeah, so Dead Rising 4, I'm really excited about that. Below, from Cappy. Phil was actually playing it last week in his conference room. He and I were playing it for a little while. Just every single one there. I mean, I played Battlefield yesterday. I'm sure you saw that. I was playing Battlefield 1 with Snoop Dogg. That was messed up. That's messed up. It was messed up. You just go through the whole list, and it's just all these great games. We got ReCore coming, of course, Gears of War. Now, Gears of War is going to be, I'm sure people forget, but if you go back to the beginning of the show, that's going to be an HDR on Xbox One S. So if you have the TV and you have the, it's going to be delightful. It's going to be delightful.
I'm excited.
So you guys all down with the HDR thing?
Oh, 100%. Okay. I already have a 4K TV.
So is it HDR? It does.
Yes.
Yeah, it's funny because I just got a 4K TV about 2 years ago, and I told my wife the other day, we got to upgrade. She's like, what? No. This one's perfectly fine. Not really. So.
Now, one thing before you take off, because you're a very busy man.
Yeah.
What is your custom Xbox wireless controller going
to
look
like? So I'm going to show it to you. I actually have it with me, but I don't have it with me right now. I built one. So it's actually Syracuse orange, blue, and blue and orange. So that's my Syracuse one. And then I built one for my wife, which I think I've got. Do I have it in here? If you guys want to see it here. So just take a hold on. I took some pictures of it before. That's Phil's green room. We're really excited about that controller program. So this is the one I built for my wife. See, it's kind of blue. Can you see that? It's actually just blue and white. So like a Tiffany box.
Oh, yeah.
The ladies like a Tiffany box. So
nice. Very
anyway,
nice.
Yeah, it's really cool. So we're really excited about that program. So you can do all sorts of stuff. So what did you think of the Xbox One S controller? Did you pick up on that with some of the changes?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
He started screaming, Bluetooth!
Yeah, so you'll be able to use it with whatever Bluetooth device you want. I had it paired up to my Surface a couple weeks ago playing around with it, and it was a lot of fun. So living the wireless dream. So there you go. All right, guys, I got to run. It's always a pleasure to see you guys. Thank you for letting me barge in on your stuff. We'll see you at the show floor tomorrow, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, guys. Oh, tonight's showcase. All right, but we'll see you tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. All right, we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye, guys.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Larry.
Yo. We met yesterday.
Let's keep it going.
Thanks a lot, Larry.
That was awesome.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So just going off of what Major Nelson was talking about, let's get back to the Scorpio talk. Again, your impressions on that.
I mean,
like I'm interviewing you. What the heck? Let's go.
No, I think it's very exciting that now the high-end console devotees have an opportunity to get a device that'll play their games on the 4K level. So now people who don't want, I hate to call you out on this one, Danny, but someone like Danny who doesn't want to go through the buying new RAM and buying a new chip or getting the newest, latest GPU, he's got an opportunity now to join that 4K gaming environment without having to go all in.
Well, here
now, and like you said, with price, if $399 is the number, getting the Scorpio and a 4K capable TV, you're still going to be at or below what the overall cost is on a 4K gaming rig. So for some, actually for a larger contingent of people, it may actually be the better financial opportunity for them as opposed to going all in on a massive gaming rig.
I'm going to say something really crazy right now.
Uh-oh.
You're hearing it.
Uh-oh.
What, like Larry said, exclusive. Yeah. If you look at the specs of that Scorpio compared to my current rig, even with a 1080 in it, it beats it. So it made me pause and think as I'm watching that, do I need a Scorpio for true 4K gaming? Or do I just, because think about it, even if I get a 1080 right now, I'm probably going to have to invest in a 1080 Ti or something like that in 2017 to match what they're doing. And the cost of a 1080 Ti is the damn Scorpio.
There it is.
So it makes you think. It makes me pause. But again, this is what it goes back to. We've been talking about on the podcast for weeks now. Choice. We have choice. Danny, 3 SKU. You get what you want. I get what I want.
Well, actually, 4 if you count
no,
PC.
You can't, you
count
can't
PC, count. That's 4, guys. 4. I'm confident
but,
with this.
But, it's good, but, it's good. But your thoughts on all this?
Because originally I was like, I don't care much about the whole 4K stuff, you know. But, I mean, if gaming is going to go to that now, I think I need to step up my game now and buy a 4K TV. And
yes, you do.
But I have time. I have a
I have a
year to think about it. I'm excited that they're making these changes now, man. You know, so I have a year to think about it, and we'll see what happens next year. And the thing too, I want to know is the price, man. And let's talk about this. Like, we're going to the Sony press conference later on tonight. Are they going to announce Neo? Are they going to say something about Neo, or just save it for Gamescom, or maybe save it for next year? That's the question that I have now.
There's a lot of, and we'll see tonight. So this is all pure speculation. It'll probably change by the time we get to the Sony press conference at the end. They could just say, you know what? We said we weren't going to talk about Neo, but since our competition talked about Scorpio, yeah, here are the specs on Neo. Here's when we're expecting it to launch. It's going to come to you sooner than what Microsoft is doing.
With Microsoft literally drawing the line in the sand, it might be too late for Sony to even say or make changes to what they were going to do. Because for them saying, okay, now you've got to get to that 6 teraflops level just to get on the same level as Project Scorpio, and with the reported performance being, what, 4 on the new PlayStation Neo? And again, we don't 100% know because Sony hasn't really shown their cards yet. You know, so we're assuming at best, right at this point, you know, 4K video and not games, you know, actual 4K gaming. Is it too late for Sony to react? And if so, do they push back that launch date so that, you know, it gives them some kind of time to maybe bring up their tech?
I'm glad you said that, because there's a couple different ways they can go with it. It could be too late to change the specs on what they want to do. And if the plan was to launch in September or October of this year, they go ahead and do that. And their messaging is, while our competition is claiming 4K gaming in late 2017, we're giving you the Neo and the power of 4K gaming today. And you will have all of 2017 to play all of our games now versus waiting to hope and see what Microsoft is going to do. That could easily be the messaging. And if it is true that the Scorpio comes out and completely blows away the Neo, who's to say that they don't iterate in 2018? You know what I mean? I mean, this is the thing. We're getting into this thing now where the hardware doesn't matter because, well, it matters, but it doesn't matter in the sense that your games work on all the platforms, right? So it's forward and backwards compatible. If they want to get in an arms race with Microsoft, they can do that, and you leave it up to the consumer to choose if they want to buy in on it. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens tonight. They say they're not going to say anything. Maybe they stick to their guns and say nothing. But if they do say something, it is a direct reaction to what we just saw today.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now my thing is, if Sony doesn't say anything, to me, that's kind of like a panic move too.
No,
man.
It's not. I feel
like they need to say something. Don't say anything about the specs, but say something.
But they already did. But basically,
they're saying
we said something first, and the competition reacted to what we said.
Yeah, but it's not, reading it from a blog is not as powerful.
I agree.
Than a press conference. Them announcing in a press conference will make a major, major impact.
Andrew House should have come out on stage and acknowledged the Neo.
Yeah.
But by the fact that he acknowledged it and said they weren't going to talk about it, if they do talk about it now, to me, that's a stronger panic move. Because he was like, hey, we already came out and said we weren't going to talk about it, so why would we now because of what our competitor said, now talk about it.
Yeah.
If anything, that would be the panic move to talk about it.
Well, I just want to say, man, this has been a crazy, crazy day so far, and there's more stuff coming up. There's the PC gaming press conference coming up too. We're going to watch that. Ubisoft.
Yep.
And then later on tonight, Sony. What are you guys expecting for the Sony press conference? Very quick. Very quick.
God of War.
God of War.
Hardware reaction to Microsoft's response to Microsoft's unveiling today.
Yeah, and show some Shenmue stuff, I guess. I don't know.
Probably.
That's it.
They better. You know what? I'm glad you said that.
Yeah.
They better freaking show something for Shenmue, because after the song and dance they did last year, you get it to Kickstarter, they better show something, because people are like, why did I invest my money into this?
Yeah.
Give me an update.
Quick thing. I forgot to mention this. No Crackdown.
What?
No Crackdown.
Miss Leo told you, boy. Crackdown's coming next year. I told you. I had this feeling. We weren't hearing anything about this game leading up to E3, which really made me think it's delayed.
Yeah.
2017. Now, at the very end, in the scroll of games, it was in there, but it is apparent it's not coming for 2016.
You know what I think? I have a feeling it also has to do with Xbox Live Anywhere. Xbox Anywhere.
Well, yeah, it's going to be a Windows 10 and Xbox, of course. Why wouldn't it?
Do you think it was because of that?
But if they just needed more time for that, I kind of think they would have came out and said it. The fact that it didn't even get a mention today, there's an overhaul happening, and it's probably going to be mid-spring 2017, maybe even summer 2017.
Yeah. And still, no Phantom Dust, so anyways.
Yeah. Oh, and no Battletoads.
No Banjo. Still waiting. Yeah. It's coming. They need to promote Sea of Thieves first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tekken 7.
Oh.
How have we not talked about Tekken?
Pete, let's talk about
7.
That. Let's talk about that. Tekken.
So,
you're a huge Tekken guy.
Yes. I'm more of a Tekken fan than a Street Fighter fan.
Yes.
And seeing Heihachi come in fighting Akuma, I was like,
I was
jumping in my chair.
For a second, I was like, this is exclusive. This is like for all the cons, because you know the whole Capcom and Street Fighter was PlayStation. So, okay, but that was cool that they're giving away one of the older games.
Yeah, they're giving Tekken Tournament
for free
right now to anybody who wants it.
Yes,
in preparation. That's hype. I'm so hyped about that. I actually had goosebumps during that.
Nice. Nice.
Obviously, ReCore. ReCore is just going to be there. I think that's going to be their next big one. I actually think it's going to be ReCore. Much bigger than Sea of Thieves. I'm not impressed with Sea of Thieves whatsoever.
I'm liking it. I think it looks fun, man. And there's a lot of stuff that we don't know yet about the game, like the missions and stuff that you could discover, different islands and stuff. So, but it's cool. I see the potential of this being really, really fun, man. I see a big community that are going to be playing this for sure.
No, absolutely. That Minecraft looked interesting with the whole Realms packs, add-ons, and everything that is coming out for that.
And play anywhere? Mobile phone, tablet?
Anywhere.
Wow, that's cool. All right, so we're going to wrap it up, and we'll see you later on today. Sony press conference. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.